Hey y'all, stay on after the episode for a trailer from the actual play RPG Major, where they improvise songs while they play. It's wild. Take a listen. Enjoy the episode.
Welcome back to another episode of Mage Hand High Five. I'm Casey Pappas, and this week, our ranking comes from a patron, Jonathan Gunn.
Yeah.
If you'd like to see your ranking on the show, consider subscribing to our Patreon. And now, ranked fastest to slowest on whether they'd notice they were stuck in a time loop.
Fastest to slowest? Okay.
This one was a lot closer than I'd expect.
But
hear me out. First, Rowan McStay.
Howdy, y'all. I'm Rowan McStay, playing Salome Briar, and I would be annoyed so fast. I would wake up, because this is what would happen. I will have put away my laundry the day before, and I would wake up to a bedroom filled with laundry and be so annoyed.
that's the perk of not putting shit away. It's just always there.
That's fair.
Next, Robin Langenhop.
Okay, I'm Robin Langenhop playing Hayden Kincaid, and I was really worried that I was going to be at the worst position because my days are all very similar. I think the only thing that would get me to really notice the time loop in my day-to-day life is that, like, none of my streaming services would remember which episode I last watched of a TV show. So I'd be texting friends being like, why am I having all these problems? And they would always be confused.
And finally, Max Weinberg.
This is last and least. playing Wyatt Forsythe. This is Max. I don't know if I would. I feel like I would notice and then say, do I care?
like
it depends
it
what
day?
Part of the loop. Oh, here's the question. Do I have to do everything exactly the same, or is it Groundhog Day rules where it changes a little as I try to do things?
Groundhog Day rules, for sure.
I would be trying to create the perfect day. I would just be like, all right, from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep, I'm going to construct the perfect individual day and just keep iterating.
I would beat so many video games so easily.
No, you wouldn't. Unless you beat them that day.
Well, Yeah.
Like anything that takes more than a day to beat, you would just get back to where you were before when you start the next day.
Yeah, that's fair.
I just know that I'm running into a brick wall by day three. I'm not fucking around with this.
Rowan's fully like toaster in the bathtub, Groundhog Day.
Just to find out what happened. Like, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to get out of this.
And with that, let's dive right in.
And with that, let's dive right in. Oh no, it's a time loop.
Oh God.
If you've been holding on to that joke.
Silly.
Last time on Mage Hand High Five, you delved deeper into Fax's labyrinthine library. Salome and Winona bonded, sort of, coming to terms with their places in each other's lives. As well, they discovered a mimic which seemed to hold vital information about the flame, the river, and the wilds. Hayden, Wyatt, and Barabbas narrowly avoided being eaten by a worm, but Barabbas's means of escape perked Hayden's ears. They confronted him on it, and Wyatt discovered that Barabbas is not human. The group united and convinced the mimic to regurgitate the remainder of the book, but not before Barabbas grew impatient and departed. You discovered the flame is being fed upon by a fourth deity, and may be weakening, concerning Wyatt. The group comforted Wyatt, swearing to do what they could to save the weakened god. And when we last left off, you were delving deeper into the labyrinth. So, where you are now. You are continuing down one of the many hallways of this labyrinth. You left the saloon behind you And this hallway, honestly, has been going on for kind of a while.
Mm.
There's no bends, there's no turns, there's no slants or descents. It's just straight, and it continues on and on and on and on.
Is there a letter corresponding to this room?
This room is all over the place.
Mm.
There does not seem to be any sort of organization in this one. Like, there is no defining letter.
Do we see any sign of Barabbas?
Oh, that's a good question. Honestly, it's a little hard to track in here just because it's like there's wood floors, there's library books, like bookshelves lining the... there's not really much of a trail to leave behind in here. Y'all aren't leaving much of a trail as you move. There's not even like dust on the ground, which is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
There's the occasional stack of books, but other than that, not much.
I'm going to start a cursory search around for any book with a title related to exit or path or forward, just something that might be able to get us out of this endlessness. And in the middle of that, I'm going to turn to Salome and say, now, Salome, I understand your desire to catch up with Barabbas and keep everyone together, but Wyatt noticed something strange about Barabbas's eyes.
Strange how?
You'll have to ask him. He didn't really give me too much detail, but obviously, as someone of the strange-looking persuasion myself, I don't want to make a judgment there, but proceeding with caution might be prudent at this particular time.
I think we ought to proceed with caution anyway. I mean, far as I can tell, Barabbas is being coerced to be here by Jameson.
Right.
Listen, they were never all that kind to Lysander, and I cannot imagine a world where they just sent him a bodyguard out of the kindness of their hearts.
Oh, absolutely not.
And Barabbas also let on that he's been following us since at least Thunderpass, if not sooner. I think he is to be approached with caution anyway, but call me crazy, I don't know him. But there's something to him that I want to like.
You do say that about a disturbingly large number of people, if we're being honest.
I think it might be Mags rubbing off on me. It's hard for me to see people and not see something in them worth helping, but
just keep all eyes on him. I don't keep your eyes on the swivel, I mean, you know. That thing that people always say.
Yeah, I might be able to suss out, you know, sort of every once in a while where he is. I've got it, depending on what he is, I might be able to do it. Can I just use Divine Sense really quick, just in case Barabbas is around 60 feet away in
sure.
hiding?
Yeah, you can do that.
And is that this would only work if he is a celestial fiend or undead?
You cast it. How long does this last?
Until your next turn, basically. So about 6 seconds. But I have like a bunch
of
them.
You sprint.
Oh, okay.
I'm using it right now in case he's nearby, but I think I'm going to save other ones in case, you know, we get to a likely spot. I have like 5 more.
Gotcha.
Okay. That are not spell slots.
You cast the spell. It lights up from your hand and spreads out through the room. And as it sweeps over Hayden, they glow. But aside from that, you do not see anything else.
Alrighty. Well, I mean, he's either hiding and not one of those things, or he's not here. I do have another idea, though, that might work, just based on something we did earlier. Can I take out the paints and paper that I brought for Lysander?
Sure.
And do my damnedest, though it's probably not something I'm terribly good at, to draw a door and hold it up to the edge of the, like, horizon and try to, like, will a door into existence.
I love that.
Well, I guess first, Hayden, roll an investigation check.
That's a 15.
You are scouring the shelves in here. Looking. All of the books in here seem real. They don't seem to be the idea books that Fax has populated the library with. Salome, you make a door on your paper. You paint one down. Roll a performance check.
Oh, is it performance? Okay. That might be okay.
I'd say performance or sleight of hand.
Oh, that, you know, that's a 16. That's, you know, a pretty good door.
Honestly, it's not bad. This is a good door.
I mean, it's a rectangle.
You hold up the door and you concentrate on it. And then you are all startled to see a door materialize between the shelves. You don't see it materialize. It is just suddenly there.
Does it look like Salome's door, or does it look like a better door?
It, I mean, room 16, it's a decent door.
This looks like Salome's door.
Well, that's interesting.
As you're all looking at this door, you all feel a prickle down the back of your neck. The kind that occurs when you're not alone. When the lights are out. When that hallway is a little too dark. When that alley is a little larger than it appears during the day. The feeling of being observed. The feeling of being watched.
Yeah. Shall we?
No time like the present.
You can go first.
I mean, I'd be happy to go first. I made the door, so it's only fair. I might as well lead us into whatever hellscape it takes us into.
Salome, you place your hand on the knob, and it clicks beneath your turn. You open it, and you go through. As you do, you look back at the others. You see them still standing in the hallway, and behind them, without a sound, the wall splits open and a pale blue eye rolls to look at you in its wood and plaster socket.
I silently point behind the others.
As you point, do the other two of you look?
I will give Salome a significant glance of questioning, like, should I be turning around?
Salome shakes her head no.
I will follow Salome through the door.
Wyatt is going to look deeply into Salome's eyes and light in his hand just a very small flame and say, do I?
I mean, based on what we've seen of Wyatt, that feels like do something offensive.
And, you're offensive.
No, offensive in a tactical sense. And I and I would also shake my head no.
Okay, yeah. Wyatt puts it out and walks through.
I think as you go to put it out, I move my hand really small as if to be like, be prepared, but keep it small.
You all walk through the door, and Salome, you watch the eye roll back in its socket. The eyelids close and become plaster once more.
I wink at it before it disappears.
And then the door slams behind all four of you.
Ah!
The ground is sticky here.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
It's that sort of congealed, like, stickiness that blood leaves. It sticks to your boots. It's not enough to harbor your to hamper your movements, but it's gross.
Can we see at all? Is it blood?
You look down. The ground is covered in a thin, mucousy layer of slime.
Ooh.
And then you look up. And you find that you are in a grand theater. Semicircular, lined with floor-length red velvet curtains that extend hundreds of feet into the air to a domed ceiling impossibly high above you. A large chandelier at its center, more ornate than anything in Threed. Perhaps more ornate than anything anywhere. The room
descends in rows of seating, chairs of beautiful mahogany and felt. Aisles between them stretch down to the stage, and upon the darkened stage, lit by a single spotlight, is a table. And then you realize that this isn't a typical theater. It's a dissection theater.
Ooh.
Oh, gods. Okay.
Lysander is, of course, strapped to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And he seems to be unmoving. As you all move forward, I need all of you to roll perception checks.
19.
24.
Nat 20.
Whoa!
Which becomes a 29.
All right.
You all more than passed the check for this. Wyatt, holy shit. the room is not complete. In some kind of optical illusion, the room is merely a bunch of flat surfaces separate from each other and yet close enough in space to give the impression of being a whole theater. Your brain sees a complete room as a form of modal completion, but all of these surfaces appear to be the tops of columns, approximately 15 feet wide and withdrawing into the darknesses above, away, and below you. And between each is a small gap.
So almost like it's pixelated when you look at it closer?
Yeah, it's almost like if you glanced at it, you would see a normal room, but upon closer inspection, you see that there are gaps in the room. And you see that these gaps are impossibly deep.
Watch your foot, everybody.
Ooh, okay, I don't like this place, shit. What is Lysander's state of being right now? Is he cut open in some way? Does he look injured? Is he, like, fully clothed? Is he, like, what's his state of being, right? But in, like, a dissection way, not, like, in a weird
way. I know.
Yeah. He doesn't appear to be hurt, but he's pretty far away.
Hmm.
Like, the rows descend at least 100 feet. And then past that, the stage is huge. It is, he's in the center of the stage, and the center of the stage is so far away from the rows. It is an impossibly built theater.
Hmm.
Well, I don't know if we're going to be able to tell if he's even alive without getting closer, but this feels 1,000% like a trap.
Well, I got an idea to, well, at least it was something we can try. I mean, this is Fax's kind of territory, so he might be able to stop us from this, but just as a thought, Salome and Thaddeus canonically have been to the opera a number of times. I imagine that we are important enough to have once or twice been invited backstage. And with Lysander's paints, I draw a rather rudimentary entrance from backstage.
Okay. You draw a door that says backstage.
Almost like the stage door. I draw the view of a stage from the wings.
Oh, okay.
As if we are in the wings about to walk on stage if we were to walk forward.
That's some wrinkle in time shit, and I like it.
I draw a dead beholder.
Big eye, gotcha. With little squiggles, gotcha. Walking away from it.
Just a big old X. Yeah.
Salome.
Yeah.
You draw this. And actually, you know what? Roll another performance check.
That's not as good, but it's okay. 14.
You are able to draw the stage, you draw the curtains, you draw the audience. It takes you a little bit, but you're able to draw it. You hold it up, and then you're gone.
Gone to where?
Why, to backstage, of course.
Amazing.
Hayden and Wyatt. It's as if Salome was never here.
Salome? Girl?
Salome.
Can I hear them?
You can, distantly. You are backstage. However, there is one detail about the stage that I did not tell you about. because you were not close enough to see it. And now, I will tell you. Along with the assumption that the room was whole, you assumed the table was on a darkened stage. In reality, there is no stage. The table stands upon the surface of a single pillar, about 60 feet from everything. You materialize on the same level as the table, above an abyss. And you begin to plummet.
Can I do anything about this?
I don't know, can you? You're falling.
How far away am I from the pillar?
You're 60 feet from the pillar.
Shit, is there anything around me?
There are curtains, the wings, that are close to you. You are falling. You're now 10 feet away from the curtains.
Yeah, can I use the thorn whip in Ironwood to, like, attach to the curtains and try to, like, cling into the curtains via the thorn whip in my sword?
Thorn whip works on an attack throw, correct?
Correct.
Roll an attack throw.
Okay. Nat 20.
Woo! Good time for that.
You swing your sword upward.
Lala, help!
The thorn whip extends from the blade, wraps around the curtain. The sword jolts in your hand, and you almost lose it.
I send briars out around my wrists, and it hurts a little bit, but I'm like, I'm clinging to this thing.
Oh,
like a kid with a balloon.
They dig into your flesh.
Yeah.
Holding you secure. And now you are suspended above an abyss.
Now, can Wyatt, Monona, and I hear this or see any of it?
Because Salome drew a picture of backstage, she
feels stupid now.
She can't be seen from the audience as by design. However, you can hear her cry out, going "Ah!"
Yeah, Salome's like, "Oh shit! Thanks, Aunt Ly." As this is the first time,
language.
All right, Wyatt, come get me, please.
What is happening?
I am stage left, house right, hanging from a curtain by some thorns that are tearing into my forearms.
Why?
House right, left?
Just come. What? You're right. No, stage left, I said? Shit. just come toward the stage. You'll be able to see me. I'm in the wings. There's no floor on the stage, by the way, just so y'all know. So maybe be careful.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just kind of a hole. Lysander's over there on a pillar type situation. So if y'all can get... Watch, you got like a pencil or something over there? That worked for me.
I think so.
How's your doodling? Do you do doodles?
Have you seen these pants? I just slapped my pants. It's definitely on.
You know, actually, have that's you some seen pretty good art. Can you
I did the S.
Can you draw Salome a platform or something?
Maybe.
Do what you can.
And I'll go under my backpack and take out like a pencil and a journal that I have.
Why? How much shit do you have in your backpack that it's taking this long?
Maybe I won't draw anything, Miss Salome. How about that?
All right. Well, draw yourself away over here and try to help.
Wyatt draws Salome with like a gag, so she stops talking.
Yeah, motherfucker. You just hear.
Wyatt's so good at art, he doesn't even need to roll.
Wyatt, what do you draw?
A gag in Salome.
Do you really? Okay.
No. Don't waste time for that. I want to get a little closer before I kind of draw anything.
Yeah, you make your way down. None of these gaps are big enough that your natural jumping capability, as described in D&D, which is equal to your strength modifier, when you get a 10-foot run.
God, thank God Stump's not here for the first time.
You make your way down to the stage. and you see that Salome is in fact correct. There is not a stage. From the back of the room, it looked like there was a spotlight on the table. When you get up to the front, you realize that it's just the top of a pillar and that the rest of the pillar just descends into a pit and is gone. It's 60 feet out there. You now, because you're up on the stage or like up at it, like at the stages where the stage would be at its edge, you do see Salome dangling from a curtain. Salome, as you're dangling, you start to hear and you drop about half a foot.
Hey y'all, Max here coming to you with news of an upcoming release that I'm super excited about. Available to pre-order now, The Broken Steps is a new setting guide for the hope-punk sci-fi TTRPG Dreams and Machines from Modiphius, which is coming out in late 2025. If you're a GM, you'll love the detailed exploration of the Surienta Simio region, which will add a bunch of new locations for your adventures. And for players, The Broken Steps expands on rules for mounts and vehicles and provides a bunch of new glyphs, talents, and equipment for you to build your characters with. The book also contains brand new rules for building settlements so players and GMs can customize their communities to suit their wildest dreams. If you want to start playing Dreams and Machines now, head on over to Modiphius' website and use the code DREAMS10 for 10% off the Player's Guide and Game Master's Guide. That's DREAMS10 for 10% off those two books. Go and pre-order The Broken Steps today, because I know I did.
Hey y'all, Max here. Have you ever wondered what your characters would look like in three dimensions? Hero Forge offers fully customizable miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your web browser. But have you ever wanted to bring your mini with you around town, maybe on the bus or the train or for a nice walk in the park? Hero Forge now offers keychains. Made of clear acrylic and featuring front and back printing, the custom keychains are the same size as your other Hero Forge minis and standees. Hero Forge is constantly adding to its catalog of customization options, adding new parts every week and major features like new species and custom posing on a regular basis. Visit HeroForge.com to start designing your custom miniature and dice today.
Ah, the web toll. Those that both creators and were created by the threads disentangle from the fringes to feast on the very thing that spawned them.
What's that, Siri? This is how you deal with me!
No! Do not harm my children!
Oh, you lost a feather. Can I keep it?
No, you can't force me to!
Do you know what lies within nothing?
Rocket is in trouble, Akasa! Can we turn on the wind shield remotely?
No, she could lose her job as Nakasar.
I don't fear Veha.
No, but you fear me. If you intend to trick me, I will not hesitate to sever the oath bond entirely.
Why didn't you help me? Coward! I don't have a parachute! I don't like free falling!
Counterbalance, a high fantasy audio drama. Season 2, coming 15th of October, 2023. Learn more on trilunas.com.
My dearest listener, have I got a secret for you? Bitterton is an improvised comedy podcast inspired by the stories of Jane Austen that tells the tale of a wealthy family's secrets, scandals, and shenanigans. Lady Bitterton has unwed daughters, nosy neighbors, awful country cousins, and now a body to hide. Will the Bittertons be able to keep their secrets off the pages of Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet? Or will her pen skewer their good name forever? Oh, Bits, what a predicament. Featuring the voices of Katie Maravich, Iffy Waddyway, Carolyn Page, Alex Songsharp, Brian Flaherty, and Cassie Wilson, plus a dance card filled with guest comedians of the very finest quality. But for us to help the seeds of rumor ripen into the juicy plum of scandal, we'll need your help. Bitterton is heading to Kickstarter on June 13th. Go to bitterton.com to pre-save the campaign and help us bring this story to life. Ta-ta for now.
No. Y'all, can we deal with this soon, please? Can I toss somebody a rope or something?
Casey.
Mm-hmm?
With this drawing mechanic that we've established now,
mm-hmm.
is the more difficult the thing is to draw, the harder it is to make it a real reality?
Why don't you draw something and find out?
Oh, my God.
Wyatt's going to take his fantastic art skills and draw a harness on a stick figure that is Salome. It's got long hair. And with a line going up to the ceiling that then connects to me with a crank.
Ooh.
Like a fly system?
Yeah.
You draw this. You envision it in your mind?
He's seen Peter Pan.
I hope to God it was a good production.
Just slam Solomon's body right into Lysander's table.
This was one of the ones where the person flying got thrown through the set.
The play that goes wrong.
I hope to hell your parents sent you to a good one.
Wyatt, you draw this, you will it into existence, and nothing happens.
What? I thought you were drawing something.
This place is lame.
Roll an intelligence check, everybody.
Mm. Everybody.
Everybody.
Intelligence check, must we?
Yeah.
Well, with a minus two, that is a 17.
Ooh.
That's a 14 for Hayden.
That's a 16.
You know when being scared kind of sharpens things a little bit?
I think that's the second high intelligence roll you've had in here.
Honestly, all three of you get this. With a 14, a 16, a 19, you all three get this. There is something that Lysander and Fax have in common. They're both dreamers.
Mm.
And it seems that in this world, only the tools of a dreamer conjure.
Oh, that's really it's the pints.
Oh.
Do y'all sing or anything? Is there anything like...
Do we sing?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of like some kind of art that y'all do.
Salome, the curtain rips more and you drop another foot.
All right. I have a somewhat unhinged little idea. All right.
Okay.
We'll see how this goes. Hayden roots around in their bag for this tiny little drum that Aunt Mags gave to them.
Oh my God.
And starts playing it and thinks about bouncing Salome up.
Ooh, like on beat?
Yeah.
Why? I know you were in one of them little boy choirs.
Because I think we established canonically Hayden is not a singer.
From here to Salome Briar. A bridge, there's a bridge. From here to Salome Briar. And it's very safe.
Okay, that's fantastic.
If that ain't the song of a dreamer, I don't know what is.
There's a bridge.
Screw the drum idea. Go
you know
with this.
What?
Flame.
Solomon is meanwhile pulling back out like Lysander's stuff and trying to draw in blood with it to try to get herself free.
Our flame is an awesome flame.
More bridge, less flame.
Sorry. There's a bridge to
God. Casey, you gotta roll on this, or we're just gonna keep singing.
I'm gonna keep singing.
Hold on.
There's a bridge on the way to Salome.
Okay.
I'm crying.
And it's very safe.
Okay.
And it's very safe. That's usually from the like alto section, but they're not here.
Okay, thanks for filling us in.
Wyatt. This is so chaotic. Wyatt, roll a performance check and it will need to be high.
K. Can I give Wyatt advantage with the drums accompanying him?
Max is a dreamer.
There's a bridge. Dum, dum, dum.
Max is a real dreamer, Casey. You cannot deny that these are the tools of dreamers.
These are unfortunately the tools of a dreamer. Roll a performance check. Roll it with advantage. You have to make above a 20.
Yes.
Oh.
What is your modifier?
0.
Then I will say above an 18.
I will cast guidance.
Ooh.
Yeah. Roll your d4 first.
Oh, first?
Yeah, so that we see what you need to get on the d20.
Okay. That's a 2.
Okay.
Okay. So you need a 16?
Yes.
With advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Roll the first die.
Come on, baby boy.
I want this so badly. I'll roll it at the same time. Fuck yeah, 18!
Yes!
There is a bridge to Salome Briar!
And it's really
safe! And it's safe!
There's a bridge!
There's a bridge to Salome Briar! There's a bridge to Salome Briar!
I don't see it yet, Briar.
There's Salome. This happens. Wyatt, you believe that there is a bridge.
To Salome Briar.
To Salome Briar.
And that it's really safe.
Weave your story weaver.
You conjure this.
Use your tools of a dreamer.
You conjure a bridge. Salome, the curtain rips a little more, and you hope and pray that this bridge is beneath you. Wyatt, you materialize this bridge in your mind. Hayden, you are playing the drums passionately.
Dun, 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 dun.
And Salome, the curtain gives way. A full rip, and you land on solid ground as a bridge to Salome Briar that is really safe exists beneath you.
Wait, hey Wyatt, I'm gonna try something real quick, okay?
Go for it.
I step off the bridge.
There's a bridge to Salome Briar.
I don't think I can. Because it's a bridge to Salome Briar. It's not just a bridge to where Salome Briar was.
Yeah, you've got left field guy and face speaker right here.
There's a risk in this move that you're making now.
I get ready to grab the ledge so that I don't like just step off it in a way that's like completely fucked up. But I think that Wyatt has literally conjured a bridge, not to where I was, but to me.
I need to think.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's okay. Take as much time as you need. I just sang a bridge into existence.
Yeah.
And then Salome stepped off it immediately.
I'm going to cling to the edge.
That's so fun. You can never give Wyatt shit about the fireball ever again.
You're so right. I'm going to hold on to the bridge. I'm not just jumping off of it like it's Rainbow Road.
There's a bridge to Salome Briar, and it extended to Salome Briar when it was made. You step off the bridge and immediately fall, clasping onto the bridge. Because if you do this, there will always be a bridge to you no matter what, forever. And I don't want to contend with the ramifications of that.
Yeah,
so there was a bridge
to
you at the time.
Maggie's going to love this.
Yeah, as I'm pulling myself back up, she's going to be so proud of you. I'm going to tell her that you sang a bridge into existence to save me.
Has she ever sung a bridge into existence?
Not that I'm aware of. I think she might have sung one into life once, but that's a different thing.
Ooh. Hey, Wyatt, can you sing us a dead monster? Just sing facts to death?
There's a dead monster.
He knows one tune. There's a dead monster that's named Fax. There's a dead monster that's named Fax, and it's really dead.
I got a kind of suspicion that that might not work because this is sort of his house.
You sing, Fax is dead.
No, it was there's a dead monster and its name is Fax.
Oh, okay. There's a dead... You sing, there is a dead monster and its name is Fax. Salome, you are pulling yourself up onto the bridge. And then you are moving past the bridge. You are floating up into the air.
Mm-hmm.
And you find that you are not... You're not in control of this.
Okay.
Wyatt, Hayden, you're both still on the ground. Winona on the ground behind you.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm not doing this.
And then you hear,
I'm so sorry. But your dreams cannot match mine. For you see, this is my realm.
And from the darkness behind Salome, you see Fax. One eyeball pointed directly at Salome. He grins and wiggles the eye, and Salome, you wiggle in the air.
Oh, I don't like that.
He says,
what shall I do? Shall I drop it? Shall I drop the bug into the abyss?
I'd rather you didn't.
Oh, but where is the fun in that?
And then he throws you. You fly into the audience, fall at least 40 feet, and slam into a row of chairs.
Oh, shit.
You take 16 points of bludgeoning damage. One of the armrests of a chair jabs you in the back.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, y'all, maybe don't try to sing him dead anymore.
He begins to float. He begins to descend from his height, laughing as he does. And he says,
I knew that you would make it here. I hoped that you would. Because where is the fun in cowardice?
There's no books here, right?
There are no books in this room, and you wonder if this is the only room in Fax's library that does not contain books.
I see that you have made yourself acquainted with my realm. I hope that you enjoyed your stay, because unfortunately it is at an end. You cannot truly believe that you could get out of this alive, could you? Unless it is at my wish and will.
A girl can dream.
Boo.
A joke.
Boo.
Salome coughs out from like having the wind knocked out of her a little bit still.
At least six of Fax's eyes roll.
Hey, Wyatt?
Yeah?
Any chance you could sing Lysander awake? We might need some help.
How far away is he?
He is 60 feet away.
God, I'm glad I brought those paints for him.
Yeah.
I'm going to... Wyatt's going to sing a little more, because apparently that's what's working here. And go, hope you feel a little better than you did just now before. And cast Healing Word on Lysander.
Hmm. Okay.
That's nice.
You know that the spell worked. You know that Lysander has not been hurt, so he does not gain any health.
Okay.
He also does not wake up. And Fax says,
I'm so sorry. I guess I must have accidentally made him sleep until I'm ready for him to wake. Dreams are a fickle thing. The cockroaches think they can best me. Me. I don't know if you know this, but I once held the Book of Rota. The interloper. The fourth godchild. Written in the language of the gods. Ancient. Spoken only by the Tellarans. Lost to their descendants. I could decipher some. But to hasten the work, I founded the university. Dedicated it to uncovering the mysteries of the ancient world. A sole mote of progress in a city devoted to stagnation. But before I could complete my work, it was stolen.
And his eye turns to you, Wyatt, and he says,
by your hive of fools.
Mm.
The church. Foolish mockeries they made of it, knowing not its full language, guessing at its words, crafting forgeries and blasphemies, born from their own meaningless interpretations.
Hey, Fax.
What?
You want your book back?
I no longer need it. For you see, it remains here.
And one of his eye stalks points to his temple. And he says,
deep within my vast intelligence, unbeknownst to our beloved Dr. Bancroft, she has recently completed the translation.
Oh, good for her.
Very good for her. For now, the Master Codex rests only with me.
And Dr. Bancroft, I would presume.
She does not know the texts, for I have not shared them with her, you cockroach.
Are you really so arrogant to believe that if you got hold of this information, this ancient information of gods, that you could control it without it controlling you?
Perhaps if you did not interrupt with pointless questions, you would know the point to which I drive.
Well, all right, go ahead. Have your monologue then. Hell, we're in a theater, so might as well.
Thank you. For you see.
And as he begins this next part, roll perception checks.
Nat 20.
Ooh!
15.
13.
With a 15 and 13, there is a monster monologuing at you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so you are both a little caught up in what's going on.
True.
Hayden, on a nat 20, you glance back at Lysander for a moment. And as you do, Barabbas appears on the pedestal.
Ooh.
He puts a finger to his lips and then slowly, slowly begins to undo the buckles that tie Lysander to the table. Taking great care not to have the metal clasps rattle against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Hayden, do you do anything?
I will start to pace. I'll start to make excessive movement to keep Fax's attention.
You do that, and as you do, you see three of his eyes stare at you.
Okay.
And begin following you. back and forth, back and forth.
I've got one hand on my holster where I keep my fancy new gun.
Mm.
So that if there's even the slightest chance that Barabbas makes a sound, I will be ready to fire.
Okay. Barabbas is going to be rolling stealth checks.
Hmm.
Wow, I don't know why. I just got kind of nervous.
Yeah, me too.
You're nervous?
Good thing is, Barabbas is damn good at stealth. Fax continues,
"For you see, it is written within the Book of Rota that he seeks to gather all under his banner. His holy discs, a means of conjoining with him. And he shall be their paradise. So his guardian angel shall be sent forth to gather the pieces together, to unite his believers unto him beneath the sands of his lost city, and ready his day of awakening. I believe one of your number has already been well acquainted with this angel."
Stomp.
"Yes. The insect begins to see. All non-believers shall be snuffed out, as a flame is snuffed out by the wind. Doubtless, what your Courtois seeks in her mad efforts. But there is one more verse, one more important than the others. They who awaken Rota shall be his new user. Whoever shall awaken him first from his eternal sleep shall guide his hand and be his master. The Jamesons know his place holds power. The church knows his place holds the death of non-believers. But I know his place holds the true throne for my superior intelligence. And so, I must commend you on your getting here."
He looks at the four of you and says,
"Perhaps I have misjudged your value. Perhaps your purpose is higher than bargaining chips. Bow before me, roaches that you are. For with Lothric Dawnstar's unfortunate death at the hands of your associate, I will need new facilitators."
"Ain't no way in hell. Bargaining chips will be just fine."
"I don't know, Salome. Fax makes some reasonable points."
"Hayden, what the hell are you talking about?"
"Who are we to deny the power of the true dreamer?"
"I know Hayden's up to something right now, but I'm going to keep arguing with them to play into whatever it is that they're doing."
"One sees the truth."
"The flame bows to nobody."
"Sounds like the flame's about to bow to this superior mind. We better get on board before there's no more chance to do so."
"And what does getting on board look like to you, Fax?"
Hayden, roll a deception check.
"I have a plus 12 to deception. But that doesn't matter much when you roll a nat 1.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yikes.
No.
Fax, all of Fax's eyes look at you. All 11 of them.
In my periphery, can I tell what's happening on stage?
With the nat 20 from before, it looks like Barabbas has gotten the last buckle free.
Mm-hmm.
You see that his brain is going 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
He pulls something from his duster, and you see him begin to put Lysander into it.
Hmm.
Is it possible that I would have now seen Barabbas because I'm in the audience looking at the stage?
Yeah. Salome and Wyatt, roll a second round of perception checks.
Oh, yeah. That's a 19.
21.
You both see Barabbas up there. Barabbas is hurriedly stuffing Lysander into a bag of holding.
Okay.
All of Fax's eyes look at you, and he says,
"What are you doing?"
I come from a long line of tricksters, and we don't get tied down by anyone.
Are you so sure? I don't know that your family has never been tied down.
I'd love to know what you're insinuating.
He smiles and says,
"Bow, and you may discover it."
Well, I look over at Wyatt, at Winona, at Salome, and I just kind of shrug. Well, I guess you leave me no other choice. And I start to bow my head, and I draw the lucky shot and fire.
Okay, you're entering combat with the lucky shot. With this gun, you can declare a +1, +2, or +3 damage bonus, but you'll take the same penalty on death saves.
I'm going to go wild. Let's do +3.
Mm-hmm.
You fire the lucky shot. The bullets spray Fax. He screams in anger and then says,
"So be it, you fool."
All of his eye stalks wither in anger. And I need everyone to roll initiative.
Yes! Here we go. Oh, this is going to be real bad.
Nat 20!
Also a nat 20.
What?
And a dirty 20.
Wow.
No, we got to get something for that. We got to get something for that.
No, that's a 21 initiative for Salome. That is the best she's ever done in her life.
That's the best she can do.
That is literally the best she can do. I wish it was on a smite, but that's okay.
Sorry, hold on. Okay, so 21 for Salome. How much for Wyatt?
Also 21.
Roll off?
Roll off, baby.
All right, that's a 12 with my dex modifier.
Yeah, it's a 4. Go
all right,
for it.
I'll go first. Okay. I think that's better anyway because I can cast Bless on you before you do anything.
Barabbas just rolled a nat 20. What is going on?
Okay,
three nat 20s in the initiative?
You can't break the streak. You gotta go.
Is the entire initiative order happening above 20 today? Is what I'm curious about.
First in the order is Barabbas. Barabbas is going to hold his hand up in the air, and you're not quite sure what it does. It looks like his turn passes and nothing happens. And next in the order is Fax.
After all those 20s.
Fax's large eye swivels to you, Wyatt, and you feel all of your strength and magic just sap away.
Yeesh.
And you don't know what happened.
I'm kind of sleepy, guys.
But you better wake up, kid.
Pick it up, buddy. Pick it up.
You see his tentacles writhe and then beams shoot out of three of them to each of you. Well, no, not to Wyatt. Shoot to Hayden, Salome, and Winona. Hayden, make a wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom, all right.
Wyatt and, like, all the rest of the group is, like, 15 feet away from me, right? Because I got thrown into the house.
Yeah, you're about 15 feet up into the stands.
Damn, all right. So Hayden doesn't get a bonus to this.
Without the bonus, that's a 19.
Yay!
Ooh. You feel your energy drain for a second, and then you're able to fight it off. You shake your head, you fight it off.
Nice.
That doesn't feel great, folks.
Salome, I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
With a plus 10, that is an 18.
You start to feel something roiling in your gut, and then you are able to shove it down.
What is it?
Right?
Don't worry about it.
Did we eat something? Like, I don't
Do
think...
you need some antacids?
Yeah, probably.
Does Fax have some kind of weird gastrointestinal powers?
Fax, do you have some kind of weird gastrointestinal powers?
Instead of answering you, you see a black beam nail Winona, and she drops to a knee.
Oh my god. Does it...
Winona, you all right?
Casey, did she take a lot of damage this time?
I don't know. You can't tell.
Okay, I need to... The reason I need to know this is because I have a reaction where I can make him do a save and make him take damage equal to what he dealt her.
I think she takes some damage.
Okay.
She doesn't look bloody.
Okay. Yeah, if someone gets, like, really fucked up by a hit, I just need to know, because then I'll do a thing about it.
Great. So Fax is currently hovering 30 feet in the air. He's going to use his movement to increase that to 60 feet, and now he's 60 feet in the air.
Hell, we're at
this fucking balloon.
Yeah. great. And
he's
now
Malar, motherfucker.
It is Salome's turn.
Ooh, that's shocking. Okay.
Pop that balloon, girl.
Casey, I need to know the action economy on using paints and using, like, other dreamer tools generally in this fight.
If you are going to make something, it is going to take an action.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to get up and I'm going to, like, lift myself up from the theater house where I'm sitting and run over to Winona. I'm going to give her the paints and say, "Honey, can you find a way to get some of us up a little bit closer so we can fight?"
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Here you go.
I mean, y'all are gonna do more damage than I will anyway. So,
great.
Y'all attack him. I'll
come
up with something.
Get creative. I hand Winona the paints, and I also hand her the book that says snake. I figure we could maybe conjure up something crazy with both of these. Anyway, here's these. Have fun.
She looks at them and mutters to herself, "Couldn't have been Hayden or Red. It had to be me." Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
She's the most practical one of the three of us.
Yeah, like the least imaginative.
Hayden said that you draw really accurate representations of things, like really clinically accurate. Anyway.
You say that like it's an insult.
It was a really weird conversation that we got into.
It's just the truth. And then I'm going to use my bonus action to Hexblade's Curse Fax.
Okay.
Well, I guess what I will say is I remember Fax being able to stop me from doing anything, and I think I might see something similar in Wyatt. So I think I'm going to just hold an action to cast Bless on Winona, Hayden, and Wyatt as soon as Wyatt looks like he's kind of able to be back to himself again.
Okay, cool. Anything else?
That's literally all I can do.
Great. Next in the order is Wyatt.
Wyatt's going to kind of weakly stumble away from Fax's gaze.
Okay.
To hopefully get nearish Salome, but also be able to feel strength again. Is there a spot that works at?
For the purposes of this, I will say it's like a 15-foot circle around each person, because I really don't want to calculate out a 150-foot cone.
Let's not.
It sounds actually awful.
So I'm going to modify the rules. Don't come at me. I'll make it a 15-foot radius circle.
Mm.
So 30-foot diameter.
Great.
Cool. So Wyatt's going to stumble out, and as soon as he feels his strength returning, he's going to blast 5 scorching rays up directly at Fax's eye, casting it at a 4th level.
My God.
Oh, if it's an attack throw too, as soon as you're able to cast spells again, Salome will cast Bless on everybody with that reaction that she had prepared. So you'll add a d4 to each of those attack throws, and now you're also back in Salome's little aura for saving throws.
Oh, that's tingly.
Oh.
I have 5 d20s. Should I just roll them all at the same time?
Yeah.
Does a 14 hit or a 13?
No.
Those are the lowest. The other ones are 24, 24, and nat 20.
Well, okay.
A nat 20?
Yeah,
baby. Okay, yeah. Those three do hit.
Okay, so that's going to be 8d6, so a fireball.
Toast that marshmallow.
I think this might be one of the first times I might get to use it. I have a feat that says... when I roll a 1 on a damage die that's for fire damage, it becomes a 2.
Ooh, very good.
Wow, Okay, little flame acolyte.
36.
Ooh.
Okay, good hit.
As a bunch of fire beams just erupt from Wyatt's hand and go directly into Fax's eye.
They just all hit. And he roars, his tentacles wave in the air, and you see one of them point at you and fire off.
Ow.
I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay, and I get plus 5?
Yes, if you're within 10 feet of me, yes.
Oh, that's another net 20.
A plus 5 plus a d4.
Oh, wait. I didn't roll my d4s on the small beams.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Okay.
Put your d4s in there.
Okay, this is for the 14. That becomes an 18. And then for the 13, that becomes a 15.
I'm assuming the 15 does not hit.
How many of those hit?
The 15 does not hit. The 18 does.
Okay.
Slot him up, Wyatt. Come on. Woo. Oh, I not okay. Like this kid.
I'm feeling really good about this.
That's 5 more damage. Rawhide!
All right, you take 7 points of poison damage.
All right, okay. That ain't too bad.
Wyatt, anything else on your turn?
Yeah, with my bonus action. I'm going to use my fey gift to use... as a help action, as a bonus action, to give Hayden hospitality.
And what does that do?
It gives each of us a little bit of temp HP and also gives you advantage on your next roll like the help action normally does.
Oh, great.
So that's going to be... Oh, we both get 5 temp HP.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Happy to help.
This is going great, y'all.
Anything
makes
else?
Makes me more nervous.
Nope, that's it. That's it, Mr. Fax.
Next in the order is Hayden.
All right. Before I take my turn, Casey, what do I know about Winona's strengths and abilities? Mm. What is she good at?
Winona is a rogue, but not like a super high-level rogue.
Is she an up-close rogue, or is she a from-a-distance rogue?
She's an up-close rogue.
All right. Hayden's already got their first shot lined up with the lucky shot. So, using the advantage I just got from Wyatt, thank you very much, I'm going to fire right into that big old center eye.
Okay. Go to town.
It's a nat 20.
No way.
It is absolutely a nat 20. Without the advantage of Wyatt, it would have been a 3, so thank you very much.
That's nuts. That's crazy. What is happening right now?
I'm fuming.
Sorry, Casey.
I'm pissed. Roll your damage.
Okay. That is 29 damage for my first attack.
All right, Hayden.
For your first attack.
Then for my second attack, I will have Glitter Baby form a gauntlet around my hand to steady my shot to give me advantage for my second strike.
There you go, Hayden. Come on.
So mad.
26 to hit?
Yeah, I'd say a 26 hits.
This is going to get so serious in a second. Fax is going to do one thing and we're all going to be like, oh, fuck.
That's 24 damage on my second hit. And for my bonus action, I'm going to call the spirit of my sweet little girl, Yolanda.
Oh, baby.
Awesome.
Who will give everybody advantage on perception and will give me the ability to use my reaction to grant someone advantage on an attack.
Ooh.
Oh, hey, you're a big cat.
Yolanda appears. And she's here. She's ready.
That's my girl.
Hey, there's a ball for you to play with.
You just swat Yolanda, that ball, girl. Swat at it.
Get the balloon.
Great.
Pop it.
Hayden, anything else?
No.
Awesome. On the lair's turn, which is wild that it took this long to get to the lair.
Yup.
You see an eye open on a wall near Fax. Just ooh. This green eye rolls, and then a beam shoots out of it and is going to hit Salome.
That tracks.
Salome, I need you to make a dex saving throw.
Shit, I don't like those. 17?
Ooh.
All right, on a 17, you are going to take 22 necrotic damage.
Ooh. Ooh, I don't like that. Okay.
You feel your skin run cold, and then ice begins to dig into your flesh as this necrotic damage hits you.
Great. Oh, I didn't like that. Can't take too many more of those.
And then it is Winona's turn. Winona turns to y'all and says, what do I draw?
Can you get us up higher?
Yeah.
Like maybe us on some catwalks? It's a theater.
She's going to roll a performance check.
Or like a little hat that Fax is wearing that's like a little circle where we can just run around on the hat.
She draws and you see a just sort of a weirdly shaped spiral staircase just appear in the center of the room.
Hell yeah, girl. Thank you.
She says, okay. And then I'm gonna, she uses her bonus action to hide.
That's a great plan, girl.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's
great. Crouches
thanks.
Behind a theater seat. And that's Winona's turn. Top of the order is Barabbas. Barabbas has finished stuffing Lysander in the bag. You see him.
This poor guy.
And you see him scoop up the bag, look at y'all, and then disappear. And that is his turn, because you don't see anything else that he does on his turn. Next is Fax. Fax says,
fine. I will skin all of you.
And his big eye switches and looks at you, Salome, and you feel all your magic suppressed. Like it was when you were in the cage earlier, the bless spell, your auras, everything magical is suppressed while you're inside his gaze.
Yeah.
So does that mean it's suppressed on you or on all of us?
Because
everybody, you
are the person. I'm the caster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. And then he is going to fire away at Hayden, Wyatt, and Wyatt again.
That's a bummer.
Wyatt, I need you to make a constitution saving throw. Hayden, I need you to make a dex saving throw.
6.
Wyatt, you are readying your next action and you feel your body freeze up and you can't move.
Oh, no.
Hayden.
24.
Great. On a 24, a beam hits you and you take 18 points of force damage. And then Wyatt, I need you to make a strength saving throw with disadvantage because you are paralyzed.
That sucks.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You're paralyzed, so you automatically fail a strength saving throw.
That's okay. I was going to fail anyway. It was a 2. It was a 5.
Ooh.
Oh, hell.
Using his telekinetic ray, he picks you up and moves you over the abyss. You feel a lurch as he begins to drop you. And as he does, he laughs. And that is where we'll pick up next time.
Thanks so much for listening to another episode of Mage Hand High Five.
The Badlands.
Want to show your support for us and want to hear us talk more about the show? Then check out our Patreon at patreon.com/magehandhighfive. For just the smallest $5 a month, you get all kinds of extra goodies like early access to merch, peeks behind Casey's GM screen, and a whole second extra podcast, Mage Hand Down Low, where we talk about all the nitty-gritty behind-the-scenes stuff of the episodes. Not to mention, you can help support small creators like us as we work on this passion project for you. Check it out at patreon.com/magehandhighfive. Thanks to Jacob Kirsner for our music and Shane Smith for our logo and our cover art. Check out our website, www.magehandhighfive.com, and look for us all across social media. We're on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Discord, Blue Sky, and wherever else we may be, we're going to be there at Magehand High Five. Go to your podcatcher of choice and throw a 5-star review our way. For those of you who have already, it's been a huge help. Thank you so much. And for those who haven't, hop on board. It makes a huge difference. It helps us with the algorithm. And it's nice to hear the positive things you have to say about us. And now I'm going to shout out all of our subscribers over on Patreon. And I'm going to do it in one breath. Luke Sharples, Miranda Couple, Jay, Theo Els, White, Lindsay, Dale Heimbecker, DM Dippyfresh, Darth Zelda, Deborah Jacobson, Jackson Maurer, Ocarina Sonata, Myads the Jellycube, Morgan Faber, Kathleen Ayers, Kellen Wilbur, Trout Relief, Chronic Dreamer, Patrick Hickman, Debbie, Nathan Ritter, Chicken, Too Tasty, Evan Noon, Avery Spar, AM Lovelies, Allison DeVelvis, Doss Carpenter, Diana Bacon, Al Forestoki, Liz Spark, Harry Lee, Jonathan Gunn, Tyler Gardner, Elda Soul, Julata Pang, Laura Al, Cloathe, and Sammy Richardson. That was easier than it sounded, I promise. Tell your friends about the show. Tell your foes about the show. Tell Academy Award winner Laura Dern. I don't know. It'd be cool if she listened to the show. I'd be really excited about it. And hey, how about a high five?
RPG Major is an actual play like no other.
Welcome to Snapdragon Landscaping and Investigation.
I know you guys handle mysteries that are non-standard.
I think that one of my coworkers is a changeling.
I was conjured. I am the Pirate King Fabio from the books.
You're not asking the questions that normal people ask.
Can I do a quick check to figure out if this man is a ghost and doesn't know it?
Sure. I'm gonna need a discipline check.
Oh no!
Give me a... Actually, if your song about this is good enough, it'll just happen. So make it a good one.
Cause it's not just magic tricks. It's reaching out instead.
That's right. It's a musical, but all the songs are made up on the spot.
You're not lying to me.
You've seen me try to lie.
Now raise your voice and take your place in this world.
I never wanted to hate you. I never wanted you to be gone. You have to understand that I don't know how much I can even trust you right now. Do you know why I even came here today?
I lost you.
Mystery, storytelling with heart, and new songs every week. Subscribe to RPG Major.